guys, you're watching the After Show on AfterBuzz TV for the finale of Bachelor in Paradise. We've got tons of makeups and breakups to discuss, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the AfterBuzz After Show for Bachelor in Paradise. I can't believe we got to the finale, and this song is just coming in real slow. anyway, I'm your host, Sterling Cates. You can find me everywhere on Twitter and Instagram at Sterling Cates. And we've got the ladies back in the house. Hi, Christine and Renee. What's up?
It's your girl, Christine. You can find me all over social media. Dying. At Christine Bean with three E's.
Jeff, I don't know if this is the right song.
There we go.
It worked. It worked. Hey guys, it's Renee Ariel, and you can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel.
Guys, the finale. This summer has felt like 8 years, but we have finally made it to this moment, which is kind of crazy because it's only actually been like 6 weeks of Paradise, but we've been talking about it, you know, with the controversy and everything, mm-hmm. So it feels like a lot longer.
And though it was, like, long, it was long because they did everything so slowly.
Yeah.
Like, we waited 5 episodes for the first rose ceremony.
Shout out to ABC for really stretching that footage. Like, stretching.
Milking the footage.
They truly,
truly
did. And, guys, for those of you tuning in live, we do have our chat up, so we will be following along with that. And feel free to tweet us and message us all of your thoughts, because we're going to be chatting about everything from the Bachelor announcement, everything that happened, and then all the couples that are and are not together still. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's get into it by talking about what we have to talk about. Ari Lyndike Jr. being the new Bachelor. It's not Peter. Sorry, guys, for all Team Peter out there. I know we were definitely expecting that to happen. So what were y'all's initial reactions when this happened, when they made the announcement on Good Morning America last week? I know we're a few days behind on that.
For me, I looked and I was like, who is that? What's happening? Where's Peter? I was in panic mode. And then I was like, wait, this is good. This is someone we don't know. This means we'll get like a fresh batch of people. And hopefully, as like, even Sterling, actually, when you texted us in the group chat and you were like, this is going to be less of like people, you know, hooking up with each other, like, it did make me feel like it's just going to be a refreshing new Bachelor with new faces, and it will feel less like too much of everyone together.
Get that?
Admittedly, I didn't know who Ari was. I'm sorry for my Bachelor super fans. I really didn't. So I looked him up. I'm going to just say he's not really my cup of tea. Sorry. Like, I don't find him attractive.
That's okay.
And, you know, I was really hopeful for somebody new out of the Bachelor circle. I know he's not in the immediate Bachelor, like, new generation mm-hmm. right now. But I really just wanted them to pick somebody just very different, like mm-hmm. fresh, completely like, just go cast somebody, find somebody different, let us fall in love with someone else, show America somebody else. So I was a little disappointed, or if not that, then Peter. But I'm curious to see how this plays out, because The Bachelor is actually my favorite out of the three franchises. Yeah. So either way, I'm still excited.
Yeah. First of all, I want to shout out some of the people in the chat. Just went away, but I saw Taylor and Kayla or Kala and Misha C in the chat. Hey, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. And Shanice, sweet smile. That's nice.
Hey.
Okay, so my thoughts on Ari. I was actually, like, pretty excited at first. I was like, oh, wait, that guy's from Emily's season, which was obviously, like, 2012, so TBT for real.
Yeah.
But he's a race car driver. He also is like a real estate broker in Arizona. He seems like he has his life together. Just from like the outside, for me, mm-hmm. I was like, listen, this is like a grown man that seems ready for marriage, seems to like go back to what Bachelor used to be before people just wanted FabFitFun sponsorships, you know?
Yeah.
And like this guy was on the show before like Instagram and social media became such a huge part of it, which is amazing, by the way. But I feel like that does motivate a lot of people to go on, and that's like their initial, you know what, maybe I can use this as a platform. But like he was on it when it was just about finding love, so maybe we can kind of bring that back into the conversation a little bit. But we would be dismissed not to bring up all of the stuff that's come out since he was announced. So if you guys just tuning in, we're talking about Ari being the new Bachelor, and also the background noise is also talking about that. But So there's been a lot of negative stuff out there about his past relationships, how he's treated people since being on Emily's season. And just like as a brief overview, just from, and you guys like say what you've heard as well. And there's people in the comments, and Sophie says there's so much negative stuff on Ari that came out. And so that's what, exactly what we're talking about right now. But it's basically, you know, he had dated someone for a few years after Emily, and then they broke up. But then most recently, he was dating this girl who actually, like, just graduated from college last year, and he's, like, 35. Mm-hmm. So, which is fine. I mean, do your own thing. But she last posted a picture with him on her Instagram in June, and he's, like, all over her Instagram. Some people were saying they just broke up right before the announcement. Some people were saying it was over the summer. Regardless, on Good Morning America, he said his last relationship ended last summer and that he hadn't, like, really been in a serious relationship since Emily. And so that's all a little suspicious for me. What do you guys think?
He also said in that same breath while talking about his last relationship that, like, you know, Michael Strahan was asking, like, how did it feel, you know, to be the new Bachelor? And he was saying that the timing was really right this time and that it felt good. So it was curious to me that you could say the timing is right, but you're kind of still seeing somebody we don't know. Yeah. Like, I don't know. That was weird to me.
Yeah, I find it weird that he said he ended this relationship last summer when clearly, like, we have the receipts on social media that it speaks otherwise, which then makes me wonder if the relationship did end so recently. And then what are his motives if that is the case? Because I don't think you break up with someone because you're like, boy, I might find love with 30 other women. Like, you'd need to be in a place where you're kind of, like, open to just meeting, you know, new people, taking a chance. But to completely just break up with someone to go on reality television makes me think it's more about the fame. So right. That's what worries me, because that's the whole reason we liked him to begin with.
Right. And so it is important, you know, to note that we think it was recent, well, obviously because of her Instagram, but it's because of her tweets that's very he said, she said is what I'm trying to say. So
yeah.
She's saying, yeah, and it very well could have been that. She's saying, you know, he's not, like, ready to just be with one person. That's what she responded to Sean Lowe's tweet saying. And so this girl is very vocal on social media, if you guys, like, want to find her and see what she had to say. But his ex before her has been defending him. So there's, like, two stories there. So it's a little like, you don't know what's true and what's not. But regardless, there is a lot of sleazy information out there. But then all of the Bachelor, like, OGs, like, really like him. Like, he's good friends with Chris Harrison. Yeah. Sean Lowe, like, backed him up and has been campaigning for him to be the Bachelor for a while. He's been in talks to be the Bachelor for several years. He was in talks during Chris Soule's season, and they picked him. He was in talks before, like, whenever it was, like, Sean Lowe was going to be it or whatever. So people have liked him. I guess he, like, makes out a lot, and so should expect lots of kissing and that sort of stuff.
Yeah, that's what people say. He's, like, this super steamy kisser. Mm-hmm. I looked back at some of the clips. Like, I see that. Okay. But, yeah, like I said, still just not for me. But
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, people are saying, like, he's so old, but we have to remember he's literally the same age as Nick. Nick is a little
older.
He's
younger than Nick.
Yeah. No, he's going to be this. Yeah. Nick was 36 when he was The Bachelor.
Right.
He's a few months, well, I guess a year younger, because when he's going to start the season, he's going to be the same age Nick was when he started The Bachelor. He just looks a little bit older and has.
Yeah.
He has a salt and pepper hair, but doesn't rock it like Peter does. You know what I mean?
Truly. I saw so many tweets that were like, what you order online and versus, yes! like, what you get.
What?
I was like, dang, that's really sad, but really funny. Yeah. Okay, so, I mean, anything else on Ari? We're obviously going to watch. We're going to be here, guys.
We are.
You might as well, if you like him or not, come join us anyway in January. And before then, obviously, we'll be talking all about it. And hopefully, maybe if some other stuff comes up about him, we'll be talking about it before then.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into this episode.
Yeah.
The finale. So we'll start off, since they were back in Mexico, but then there was also the reunion episode. So let's just go couple by couple. We'll start with who's not together, and then we'll get into who is together, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's start with Jack and Kristen. Just not on the right page at all.
Yeah, he was not taking a hint. Like, she called him her acquaintance, and he was like, yeah, but we could, like, walk away together. She's like, I think we're, like, friends, like, just acquaintances. She said that multiple times.
Yeah. Well, last week we were super surprised because all of a sudden he was in love with her. Just at the snap of a finger, he was ready for marriage.
That's how it happened.
Picturing kids together. That was very out of the blue for me. But yeah, they were not on the same page at all this episode. He wanted to leave hand in hand and skip off into this happy future. And she was like, dude, we're just
so
friends.
Over it. I feel like even last week, like, Jack was saying a lot of that stuff about being in love with her and wanting to get married to her. He was saying that in his, like, little confessionals, not necessarily to her.
Right.
But even still at that point, she seemed more into it. Like, she was kissing him back, and it was just like, okay. This episode, she was like, nah, paradise is almost over. I'm okay. Like, she didn't want to leave with him at all, and it was just so, like, cringeworthy to watch.
Yeah.
And he had the most deadpan, like, look on his face after and just, like, left. I mean,
so awkward.
He got the worst edit. Like, from, like, start to finish.
It was pretty awkward. And, of course, they wouldn't be Bachelor in Paradise if they didn't end their whole storyline with her going out into the ocean, returning to her scallop home. Which I thought was a bit much. But it's Bachelor in Paradise, and they like to make fun of themselves, and I appreciate them for that.
Yeah. I'm surprised they didn't, like, serve her scallops at the reunion show.
Oh,
like,
I know.
Was I the only one who didn't think that was going to happen? Like, who thought that was going to happen?
No, I didn't, but that would have been a great idea.
Bring her a plate of scallops.
They should have done that. But then it's kind of like, okay, we've done it.
We have overkilled it.
Yeah. Okay, so then there's Jasmine and Tickle. And they didn't have a relationship in the first place, so it's no surprise that they decided to leave as friends.
Yeah, I didn't even know why they needed it. I mean, I guess they had to do that because everyone had to talk to someone before they left, but I was just like, eh, ABC, we didn't need to see it. We know.
Yeah, and also when she was here last week, was that last week? Oh my gosh, that feels like 8 years ago. it was when she was here, she was like, yeah, I was just kind of there because it was like, we have a day left, why not? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think she was super invested at that point anyway. I want to hold off on Dean and D'Lo and Christina just for a second because let's get to the other ones first. Okay, so Dom and Diggy, she wanted to leave with him in a relationship. Christine, do you have any inside knowledge about that?
Yeah, Dom was hopeful that they could still work through some things. There were other conversations that they had that weren't shown on screen, them talking after he got back from the date with Jamie and just kind of figuring out both, like, where both of their heads are at, and they kind of had, like, a really good moment that I'm sad we didn't get to see. So I can see why she would be hopeful that they would have continued things after Paradise, but it seems like Diggy wanted to just go with, you know, the fun, flirty connection that he had with Jamie, which I think he's an idiot for because my sister is amazing.
Right. Come on, guys.
Yeah, you lost a good one. I'll just put that out there. But, yeah, that's unfortunate.
Yeah. So he did choose Jamie after their one-on-one date, and then she said that she just wanted to leave best friends. So Dom, Diggy, and Jamie all had to leave single.
Yeah.
That's what you get, Diggy.
Yeah. So obviously there wasn't much of a love connection on Jamie's end either. So you think Dom would ever, like, get back with Diggy or maybe give Fred a chance? Or that's people in the chat are wanting to know that.
That's a good question. I don't think that Dom and Diggy would be together again, just from the things that I've, you know, I don't want to give too much away out of her own mouth, but maybe Fred's still up in there. I mean, Fred does live in LA, Diggy lives in Chicago, so I don't know how that would work, but maybe there could be something with Fred.
Yeah. People in the chat are asking, I think it's Augustus, did Christine used to be on the show? She did not used to be on the show that I know. her sister is Dom, so that's why we always go to her for the inside knowledge, because, you know, she's like the best ever. Okay, so then that's pretty much, okay, so then I think this is a good time for us to talk about the Dean, D'Lo, Christina situation. Obviously, this has been a controversial love triangle all season, and it was surprising for a lot of us who were huge fans of Dean from Rachel's season.
Yep.
So we have him, he stayed and he decided to break up with D'Lo instead of going on to the fantasy suite with her because he said that he was in love with Christina. What did you guys, how did you react to that?
First of all, I feel bad for D'Lo in the sense of, like, on Nick's season, the same thing happened to her in the sense of, like, Nick was so excited about her. He thought she was so hot. And then he spent more time with her and was ultimately like, okay, she's not the one for me. Dean literally did the same thing. He got really excited about her, thought she was hot, and then ultimately realized that she wasn't the girl for him. Well, I mean, then we've learned some stuff in the reunion. But so, like, hearing him break up with her, though, I was really surprised that he was all of a sudden, like, in love with Christina. And, like, too little too late, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was completely frustrating to me, honestly. I was like, I cannot believe what is coming out of your mouth right now. Like, it's one thing to to not make up your mind, but you just made up your mind, supposedly, and this girl went home crying, and now you're regretting it? Like, it's way too little too late. I have no sympathy for you anymore. I'm just so over Dean.
Right. And he even said sorry for being an idiot with a huge smile on his face.
I actually, like, made us stop watching it so I could take a picture of that. So, because it was just mind-boggling to me that you were saying that with a smile on your face.
He needs to learn to not smile in those situations. Like, please, can he please just learn not to smile in those situations? Because it's just too much. It's too much.
Disrespectful.
He's done a bunch of interviews in the past week where he's been very open about, you know, I need to grow up. I'm working on things. He and Christina have been also very open about that they're still texting and trying to work things out. Well, they're not, like, in a relationship, but they're just testing the waters, I guess, which we can say now because the finale's over.
They were also on Ellen, too.
Yeah, and they were on Ellen today, and it was very awkward. But he, the way that he, you know, he's like, I hate myself, all this stuff, which, you know, isn't true. Like, don't be so down on yourself. But when he's having these conversations, he never looks people in the eye or looks at them. He's always looking away and smiling. It's just a sign that, you know, you need to do a little growing up before you get into, like, a serious relationship with someone else.
Yeah,
but
I
let's take
agree.
This love triangle and get to the after, I was going to say after the rose, but this is the reunion special.
Yeah.
Dean takes the hot seat again. What did you guys think of that? I mean, they showed the clip of the whole thing again, and they showed the one clip where we were all like, it was when he said in his interview, Christina is so much more perceptive and smart, but D-Lo is just so effing hot. I was like, oh, no.
I'm surprised they didn't show her face when they said that, because that would have been a very candid reaction, and that, to me, was just so bothersome. I loved that he took the hot seat, and I love that they both just kind of went back and forth, and then one minute you think that's the end of it, and D-Lo's like, actually, let me tell you what happened after this, and then Christina's like, oh, that happened? Well, let me tell you what happened with me, and as an audience member, I was just like, whoa, what's going on?
Yeah.
I was living for it.
We were losing our shit watching this.
I've been over this love triangle, well, really just over how Dean was handling it this whole season, but this kind of made it all worth it for me.
Oh, yeah, the tea,
but,
my goodness.
Right, so what did you guys think? Right off the bat, Christina kind of did throw some shade at D-Lo, though, because she was like, you know, she'd never approached me about going on the date, blah, blah. I had to pull her aside the next day, and then it was D-Lo who was like, you know what, I mean, this isn't my fault. I feel like Dean was miscommunicating with both of us. What did you guys think of Christina kind of directing that towards D-Lo instead of Dean from the beginning, because later she did switch it.
I get it when you're not over it and you kind of want someone to blame aside from the person who you really care for, but at the same time, I think D-Lo's the one in the right, Christina's in the wrong. However, I understand where Christina is coming from.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she's still obviously very triggered and bothered by the situation, especially with you know, how things played out with Raven as well, trying to talk to somebody else about it. I think she's just frustrated with how the situation keeps being portrayed. So I think she took that moment to remind people, like, hey, you know, Danielle's not innocent in this, or whatever her feelings were about the situation.
Right. And so ultimately, when Dean's on the hot seat, he says that he still has very strong feelings for Christina. It seems clear to me that he does as well, because they're not even talking about his relationship with D-Lo anymore. But we learn that after Dean broke up with D-Lo in Paradise and got in the limo or the SUV crying about Christina and saying he's in love with her, all this stuff, he called her like an hour later and they hung out and stuff after Paradise and kind of continued a relationship. And then we also learned that he was still talking to Christina during that same time. That was such a bomb drop.
Such a bomb drop. And here's the thing, like, Dean honestly wanted to have his cake and eat it too in Paradise, and he realized, I think, that it doesn't work in Paradise. So I think he just tried to do it out in the real world and it bit him in the ass.
That just could have been a redeeming moment for him, and it just, if he was the fuckboy that we know that he is.
Right? There was a moment where, like, oh my gosh, he, even though terrible timing, he loves Christina. He's saying right now he loves Christina. And then D-Lo's like, hold on a second.
I love that she said that,
exactly,
though. Like, girl, speak your truth.
Yeah.
Like, don't let him get away with this again.
Yeah.
Like,
and you know what? D-Lo finds herself getting walked over a lot in this because, you know, obviously Christina is very emotional about it, as she should be and has the right to be. And Dean is, you know, kind of misleading both of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I really respected the fact that D-Lo did stand up for herself and said, well, wait a minute. You told me that you were in love with her, but then you called me an hour later and we still hung out. We were hooking up and all this stuff. And then Christina was like, well, we were talking during that same time, too. So he clearly was stringing both of them along. And he apologized for that, but it's like...
No, he apologized because he was on national television, and what else do you do? That's the same reason he said, I'm growing and I'm waiting. This is only because this is what he has to do for his reputation. I don't even think he has fully accepted... the fact he needs to grow. I don't think he's even ready to grow. Yeah. I think the fact he, after Paradise, like when he learned his lesson, he still hadn't learned his lesson. And the only reason he's in this predicament is because he got caught again.
Yeah.
That's why he's saying he needs to grow.
No, I get that. And I mean, he's been apologizing and like, apologizing for his image, really. He's like, what I did in the time was what was in front of me. But it's like, it was still like,
it's still you.
Messed up. It's still you.
Yeah. Messy as hell. And, yeah, I agree with you that he's just doing it to, like, protect his image. Because I feel like at this point, if you don't know within Bachelor world, like, the receipts that can be pulled on you if you keep doing this stuff, right. Like, he, like, at this point, if he does anything stupid again, like, I think America is just more than over him.
Yep. We were talking about this off camera just before we started, but he also did another interview where he was saying he hated the term fuckboy, mm-hmm. and, you know, excuse my French, sorry, but that's just the internet these days, and because everyone's been calling him that and saying yeah. that that's the type of behavior, and it's kind of like, you know, well, stop acting that way, and then maybe people won't call you out on it, you know? What do you guys think about that?
I think he's, what's the other one? Is it soft boy? When they use you to get through to your, like, by your emotions, they, like, get, like, they want to dig deep, and they're like, oh, I really like you, and that's how they get you.
I didn't know that either.
He's a soft boy, is what he is.
You heard it here first.
Yes. Guys, for the record, and I 100% that's what he is, and I'm sorry he's in denial about it, but literally... Your actions define you, and look what you've been doing.
Yeah.
In Paradise, after Paradise, like, that's who you are at this point. That is how others see you, because you are constantly making a choice that makes you a fuckboy.
Yeah. And Sandy in the chat, I like that you said all he does is apologize, because that's so true. Like, you can, literally, you could do whatever and apologize for it. It still doesn't make whatever you did okay.
Yeah.
And it's also falling on deaf ears if you keep doing this, like, doing things to apologize for.
Right.
Like, that's so true. Stop.
That's so true. Yeah, everyone in the chat is just saying he needs to grow up, but he doesn't even know what growing up is at this point. Wow.
I agree.
Lima, yeah. No, that is true. Soft boy, yeah. Okay, well, I like that term, and I'm going to keep using that. Yeah. Okay, so anything else with Dean, D'Lo, and Christina? I mean, on Ellen today, Christina and Dean said that they're trying to see, like, how it goes, and they're talking, and but they're not officially together. I think they were, and he did an interview too and said they're just like texting and talking right now to see if there can be something, but they're not official or anything.
I don't think that's gonna work out. I think Christina has a soft spot for this soft boy, and she's going to grow out of it as soon as he keeps messing up over and over and over again.
Yeah.
But I just think right now she hasn't completely let him go. I think everyone's been guilty of that at some point in a relationship where they know it's not really good for them, but they care about the person, so they remain in the situation and want to make it work. That's where Christina's at, because she's a caring person, but I don't think that it's meant to be.
Right. Yeah, I'm interested to see how it happens, or if it doesn't, if either of them will be on the show again in one capacity or another.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll just have to see how that goes. But Christina has a huge fan base, as we saw tonight. Like, everyone cheered for her and booed for Dean. That was kind of sad, though. But anyway.
I was fine with it.
Yeah. Let's move on to Robbie and Amanda. I was actually kind of surprised when they were in Mexico and they decided to split. I didn't realize that this is how it worked out. So they decided to split in Mexico. Robbie was obviously, like, fake heartbroken. And she was like, she literally said, did you really think this was going to work out?
I know.
That was the best line ever, honestly. Because his face was just so, like, shocked and dismayed. Like, yes, I put on hairspray this morning because I thought you were going to say yes.
Well, he clearly was, like, head first in that relationship just for the TV show. I don't think he genuinely wanted to marry her or whatever. And he also said he wanted little Robbie's running around. But she has two daughters. Like, he never seemed interested in her daughters or
it
being, like, a real-life thing. You know what I mean?
No, he wants to collab a Sugar Bear hair gummy.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought it was
like,
weird.
Let's be real.
That he never brought up, like, what their life could look like outside of Paradise. Like, acknowledging that she has kids and just, like, being as realistic as he thought he was.
Right. Like, although they definitely had more of a relationship than Jack and Kristen, like, his emotions were so, like, almost as surprising as Jack's were for me. I was like, wait, where did all these talks about marriage come from? And that could be editing, but also it just seemed, like, super, super, like, random for me. But let's talk about during the reunion special when Amanda comes out and says that they hung out after Paradise, decided to give the relationship a go, but that they broke up because they wanted different things and they weren't really hanging out and only hanging out when it was convenient for Robbie. What were you?
But the tea was...
Go ahead.
Yeah, the tea was that actually Robbie cheated on Amanda with some girls and a girl in Colorado, I think it was. You know, the twins were just kind of pushing back on Robbie's story.
Yeah. Well, but, you know, the twins and Amanda are really good friends in real life, so they straight up called him out about dating a girl in Colorado.
Because, to be honest, this moment wasn't as satisfying for me as the other moments on the after show, and then our after show. Because for the first time, I saw, like, weak Amanda, and it made me sad, seeing that she didn't really want to stand up for herself, it seemed. She was very much like, oh, yeah, we were both in the wrong, and took him being like, well, yeah, we both messed up, even though he cheated on her. Like, it made me, I so wanted her to be like, you messed up, you were faking things, you cheated on me, and I just didn't get that. But we got it from the twins. So that was like the balance, I guess, of it.
What I have to say about that is I feel like Amanda would have done that if she were invested in it. Yeah. I feel like even in Paradise, she's like, nah, this really isn't going to work out. And she didn't seem, even when she was like, well, the pictures did look like you were cheating, but whatever. Like, I don't think she really cared. But maybe
that could be it.
Maybe
that
she did. And if she did care, I heard that. Yeah, she probably at that point was just over it. And I hope that she's over, like, Bachelor guys. In general, I don't know. She's just like on every season, and it.
But it was just that she said, like, okay, then if you say that, I believe you. I just wish she just said, well, it looked like you made out with that girl, but whatever, you can say what you want. But it was very much like, okay, then I believe what you're saying. Like, I just didn't like that. Like, don't let him get away with it. Don't let America make him think he's not a cheater. He's a cheater.
Yeah.
I'm not mad that she kind of, like, hushed him, though. I don't think Robbie needs any more airtime, to be real.
True.
I think she definitely, like, took the higher road on that. And also, she's a mom. So, like, her kids are going to see this stuff later. You know what I mean? She was very classy with it. She was like, you know what? You say this. I believe you. But it did look this way. Whatever. I was just like, all right, that was classy. And let's move on.
That's true.
You know? And I did like that she said that this overall experience was good for her because it helped her get over Josh, which, you know, that's like a blessing in itself. So,
yeah,
good for her. Okay. So let's talk about the couples that decided, or did we miss
Daniel.
One? Yeah, so they decided to do the fantasy suite.
Oh.
So they decided to be together in Mexico. So we'll start with Lacey and Daniel. Dear God. this was just too much.
This was amazing.
So they decided to stay together, and Lacey's like, I love him. We're getting married.
What could go wrong?
He's like, come to your king. Saying that he's falling for her.
He even asked her to be in a relationship, though.
For sure, and was like, let's change our Facebook status, which, of course, we see later.
Super big deal, you guys. That's like, wife it up, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so on their one date, they decide to go to the fantasy suite after they decide to be in a committed relationship, and Lacey's been in that committed relationship for all of 30 seconds, and she's like, this is the best feeling ever, blah, 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 like, nothing could go wrong. If he proposed, I would say yes. All this stuff.
I've never rolled my eyes so hard. Oh, my God, girl.
I know.
So let's go ahead to the reunion, fast forward to that, where we see that, obviously, there's a lot of trouble in Paradise, clearly, with Daniel and Lacey. And so Lacey said that they hooked up. This was interesting. So she said they hooked up a year ago at Vinny's birthday party in New York. So she, like, had already spent some time with him. So it wasn't super random that she was excited about him coming to Paradise.
And having all these feelings if you've been keeping in touch for a year.
That made me feel a little better about it too. Because at first I was a little skeptical of why her feelings were so strong for Daniel at first. But I'm still skeptical of why they were anyway. But anyway, so she also said that when they were in the fantasy suite, that Daniel admitted that he lied about his feelings for her. I mean, is anyone shocked?
No, literally not at all.
Hello?
I mean, honestly, we called it. We're like, as soon as they hook up, like, he's going to be like, just kidding. I mean, it's so easy to say one thing and then do another. Look at Dean.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for that.
I'm just curious why Lacey waited till the reunion show to, like, air him out. Like, I'm surprised considering how in love she was with him and how strong they felt. She didn't just, like, throw it in her confessional, like, you know, like, we met before. I just want to, like, make things stronger or whatever. Because, like, at
Raven revealed that she had spent some time with Adam and Sarah before, like, and that kind of made me understand why she was so into him.
Maybe they edited it out.
I was just going to say, she might have said it, and then they just didn't put it in.
That, I mean, yeah, you're right. That's probably true. Because it would have made it
crazier.
Yeah.
And they love that.
That supports the crazy edit, you're
right. Absolutely. Especially, like, they already, like, can go with the crazy thing because she likes Daniel so much, and we all know Daniel's a little different. So it already kind of goes off of that. It makes sense. I will say, though, she shut it down. Yes. I was so proud. I was watching it, like, snapping my fingers, so into it.
This was definitely her moment.
Yeah.
I mean, this whole season, it's been a little, I don't know how I feel about her, but this, it all, again, made it worth it in this one moment. But they showed the footage from the morning after their fantasy suite, and you can hear Daniel talking to the producer saying, Lacey likes me more than I like her. I could never change my Facebook status. I don't know why he kept bringing that up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Daniel.
Facebook is so important.
Yeah.
So important. So hard to change your status.
I know, right? It's like, it's everything. That's basically a marriage certificate. And Daniel, and then Lacey also said that Daniel had come to New York after Paradise for 6 days and only spent an hour with her and then invited Vinny to come. And I loved when she said, if only he loved me as much as he loves Vinny, then we wouldn't be in this hot seat right now, or whatever she said. And so clearly they're not together, not living happily ever after.
Nope.
Do you guys have
any? But Vinny and Daniel are still really tight.
Yeah.
They made it out of Paradise together, so.
They did, guys. You saw the bromance just a couple weeks ago, so.
Maybe there could be something there. It's really hard to say. Let's move on to Adam and Raven. So they kind of left us on a cliffhanger because obviously they decided to stay in Paradise and go on their one-on-one date, but they, halfway through the episode, they left us hanging on whether or not they actually did the fantasy suite.
Mm-hmm.
So Adam was super into it and saying that he was falling for her, whatever, but she was super hesitant because obviously she did the one-on-one with Nick. That didn't go so well. It went well, but didn't end well. Maybe it ended well, but didn't go so well for her later. Anyway, however you want to put that. so she has like some hesitation
some
there.
Reservations.
There's some reservations there for sure. So we'll go ahead and skip to the reunion part when they come out. They're all lovey-dovey, super happy. What do you guys think about them together and kind of where they are?
I will say, like, in Paradise, I don't know if it's because they're hot and sweaty or whatever. Like, I didn't find them to be, like, a super cute couple. I just thought they were, like, okay. But then seeing them together on the couch, all, like, dressed up and, like, really confident in their, like, relationship, I was like, yes, I'm so here for this.
Yeah.
Like, they look like a little, like, bachelor power couple. Like, I got that vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah, tonight was the first night I really shipped the two of them together. I thought they looked very sweet together. They seemed very comfortable with each other, and it was just, it was kind of the happiness we needed in this episode, in this season. Like Chris Harrison said, like, this is the best damn news we've heard all night. We right. got the same way, Chris.
Yeah, exactly.
So I loved it.
And they exchanged the L word with each other, so clearly they've gotten to know each other better. I loved when she said everyone deserves an Adam, because that's like the ultimate compliment, you know what I mean? And he's been so excited about her, and that was the first time we really heard her gush about him a little bit, you know what I mean? So, or about anyone, really. So I appreciate
and
that moment.
I did understand her more when we saw her before she went to the fantasy suite, or maybe it was, I don't remember, it's all a blur to me, when she was saying in her in the moments that she cannot stand being vulnerable or feeling vulnerable, and then for that moment, like, Raven made complete sense to me, why she is the way she is, why she's been acting the way she's acting, because when you're, like, scared that something could go wrong and you're scared to be vulnerable and putting yourself out there, like, it makes sense to, like, have those reservations and to step back. But she did not seem like she had a problem with that on the after show, and I'm really happy that they ended up together.
She definitely did. And she brought her parents out, and that was cute, I thought. I mean, it was kind of like, whatever. I'm glad they didn't spend more time on that. Like, I'm glad the parents didn't, like, sit down and they did an interview or anything.
Yep.
I'm glad they just hugged it out and were like, probably get dinner after this. You know what I mean? And she's going to meet his parents that weekend, so I'm sure they've already met at this point. And so, yeah, that's good. That's a happy ending. And they're still, they did an interview a few days ago, and they're still together. And this was, I mean, this was, like, right around the same time. So, I see them going pretty far. What do you guys
think? Why not?
I hope so. I guess we'll just have to wait and see with that, because you just never know.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes you think couples will last, and then they just don't. But with them, I truly hope they do.
I mean, he's from Dallas, you know, and she's in Hoxie, Arkansas, right?
It's really, I'm not sure where she is now. But yeah, Jasmine said she was in Arkansas still.
Yeah.
We can make it work.
Yeah.
Love.
Okay, anything else on them?
No.
I did want to point out, someone in the chat, oh, it's gone up since then, but they pointed out when Lacey said, you're 32 years old and you've been on the show twice, blah, blah. I did love that line.
Yeah,
thank you. Thank you to whoever brought that up. Oh, wait. Rachel? Yeah, Rachel. I loved when Lacey was like, you're 30-something years old and you don't know what falling for you means. That was a really good moment.
That was
really
funny.
I just wanted to point that out before it went away.
He was trying to play dumb.
Thank you, Jeff. Okay, let's get into Derek and Taylor. No surprise here. Mm. They're so in love. It's so adorable. Okay, so we just have to go. Obviously, no shocker. They decided to do the fantasy suite. And I loved how open they were about. She was like, okay, I'm ready to take this to the next level. We're going to have sex. It's going to be, you know, then I can decide if I'm falling for him or not. Usually couples on The Bachelor, any of these shows, tiptoe around what happens in the fantasy suites or like, you know, never really say it. And I really liked that they were honest and about how they were honest about how it would help their relationship progress instead of just, like, I'm sure Daniel went to the fantasy suite for completely different reasons than they did. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so I completely agree. And I love that she, like, made, like, jokes after, like, I completely took in, like, Derek last night. Like, some little comments. It was funny. I liked it. I thought it was really cute.
Yeah.
It was definitely refreshing in a world of, like, sometimes Bachelor BS where it's, like, waking up with him. Like, she's like, no, I took it all in last night, and I'm in love. And, I appreciated her realness about how much that meant to her because that does mean a lot in a relationship. I'm sorry. If you're going to marry somebody, also my personal opinion, AfterBuzz doesn't own these thoughts, I think it's important for you to know what that's like.
Right. Absolutely. And Taylor's always been super open about how physical attraction is super important to her. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you just had to figure it out. I was a little surprised that they hadn't already gotten to that point because it seemed like they had.
Maybe they did and they were just trying to play.
It's kind of hard to say. I mean, just based on what we saw throughout the season,
I was like,
where are they? They're probably off doing
but something. But it's possible that they didn't because cameras, and they know cameras are everywhere except for the fantasy suites, and knowing, like, if they have any profession outside of, you know, being a social media influencer like Robbie, perhaps she would have just wanted to wait to do anything too much until the fantasy suite. Plus, it was, like, 10 to 14 days. Like, wasn't that long.
This comment, Kala says, the best part was seeing Corinne happy for Taylor and Derek at the end. That was really cute. So, that brings us to the proposal.
Yeah.
And, okay, guys. I'm not like, oh, my God, I love Derek and Taylor. Like, it was super obvious to me that they were going to end up together. And obviously, if you follow any sort of the news, we knew that they got engaged on the reunion.
Yeah.
So, but his proposal was so beautiful. Like, I'm going to record that clip and show it to anyone who ever wants to date me at Sterling Cates. If, like, whoever's out there. No, I'm just kidding. Not really. But anyway, like, whenever, like, you know what I mean? Like, that proposal to me was so perfect. Like, totally, like, embraced who she was as a person, as a strong, independent woman who don't need a man, and then just and loved her for who she is, and saying, this is what I love about you, and it was so cute.
I loved it, and it felt like a genuine moment. I don't know if it was, but it really felt like she was shocked when it happens, and usually we don't get that. Usually we get, like, after the final rose, like, oh, Ben proposed to Lauren again. It's never, like, a very genuine proposal that feels just raw and in the moment, and that just, it felt that way, but it was so well prepared, and he started crying, and she started crying, and I started crying.
We did. I was tearing up.
Me too.
It was beautiful. I mean, like, like we pointed out in the chat, Corinne being there and seeing her happiness, like, that kind of brought it back to perspective for me, because Taylor, like, had a rough time in Bachelor World up until this point. Like, I feel like this was her time to really, like, shine. She found love. She went from being, like, the swamp monster to being, like, one of the most loved couples right now in the Bachelor World. So I had to clap it up for her. I was, like, really happy for them.
I mean, you can't deny that sort of love, no matter who it is. You know what I mean? Whether you like her, you don't like her, you like him, you don't like him. Seeing them together and seeing that proposal was so beautiful. I just wanted to watch it on repeat.
Me
to be completely
too.
Honest.
I was just tearing up too much. All proposals just make me cry.
Oh, right? Yeah, me too. I can't handle it so much. I love that he brought up emotional intelligence, too. Like, gold. It was so
funny. He is pretty funny. If you guys follow him on Twitter or Instagram, all of his tweets are pretty funny. I enjoy following him. So, but his proposal was super thoughtful and very sweet.
Very sweet.
And they both posted about each other today. So, obviously, that's still going strong. And I wonder if they're going to air their wedding on ABC.
I wonder.
I know.
You know how they try to gas up, like, any successful relationship from this show?
Oh, yeah. So. Look, it's working out. See? Paradise has shown us that when they keep throwing all the other couples in our face. Yeah. Like, look, it works.
Carly and Evan.
Yeah.
The ultrasound. Jenner, like, yeah. The wedding. The follow-ups all the time, unnecessarily.
I love how even at the end of this proposal, Chris Harrison still brought up Jade and Tanner and Carly and Evan. Can you imagine if he did that, like, at the end of The Bachelor and he was like, and congratulations. Well, there's, like, two couples still together, but, like, Deshaun and Catherine and, like, you know what I mean? That'd be pretty funny.
I love that.
Okay, so anything else with Derek and Taylor overall? A couple of my thoughts. Wells and Danielle were both there. What?
Okay, there's a lot that they left out of this taping. Let me just tell you.
Really?
Yes. There was definitely a conversation between Wells and Danielle that I don't know.
I wish they showed
more.
Do you know anything?
I'm going to just stop there.
Yeah. I'm going to ask you after.
Well, Dom had words with Diggy, too. Like, there's just a lot that they cut out.
Dang.
I will say there was an interview with Wells talking about his relationship with Danielle, and he was saying that they haven't had time to explore it up until that interview. So he wasn't sure where it was going. He didn't want Twitter to pressure them to be together. So it felt very much like it was a one-time thing, and I think they're going to stay friends. I have seen her in his Snap story. If you guys have, like, follow him on Snapchat, she, like, was overwatching a show with him. But I think it is a friendship as of right now.
Okay. I am curious to follow that. Obviously, a lot of people were shipping that after the kiss, but even on social media, I feel like I still see it every day.
Yeah.
You know, like, people still thinking about it. Kind of like I think about Blake K sometimes.
Anyway, think about what Blake K
the
is
other
right
thing,
now.
I mean, there were people missing from tonight. So Ben Z wasn't there, although we did get that little segment with Zeus at the end.
Wonderful.
But Matt wasn't there and Vinny wasn't there.
Because Vinny left on day one. Like, what would Vinny say?
I mean, the twins were there, and they were there for, like, 2 seconds.
Because they were chaotic, and that works. That's what they want. They want people that are going to say things, people that are going to get them views. Vinny wouldn't have gotten them views, whereas the twins are going to... I mean, they're the ones that even brought up the cheating to begin with. They definitely created some drama in tonight's episode. Vinny wouldn't have.
I think they were there just because they had some info. That's it. Because I don't think that they brought any value to the show, the twins.
You mean tonight?
Yeah.
They brought value to
the show tonight.
They brought
the Robbie cheating stuff.
That's what I'm saying. I think that's why they were at the reunion. Other than that, like, they brought no value to Paradise.
Oh, no. It's definitely because of who they stir things up because they don't care. Mm. And I think it can be interesting to watch. Like, tonight, I found it funny.
Yeah. And in the chat, Sarah wasn't there. Fred wasn't there.
Sarah wasn't there. Well,
I wonder how Sarah feels now about everything that's happening with Raven and Adam.
I know. Because they were good friends.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah. Hmm. Awkward.
Interesting. Very. Okay, anything else on finale season? Any other comments?
Not now. I'm just excited to see kind of what happens with all these couples, and we'll keep up with them.
Yeah. Guys, okay, so that is the end of our recap for this, but we do want to tell you, we told you guys a couple of episodes ago, we're really, really excited about this. We're going to be having Bachelor Nation shows weekly leading up until...
Yay.
Cross all around. Leading up until January when we get to finally see how Ari's going to run the show. When Bachelor returns. So, you know, that's a lot of many months. So if you guys want to tweet us, message us, please let us know what you want to see. We'll hopefully be having more contestants from Bachelor Nation in the studio. We can be interviewing them. There will be more updates on this coming soon once we kind of figure it out because we're really excited to bring this to you guys. But until then, Renee, Christine, where can the people find you?
You guys can follow me at Renee Ariel on Instagram and on Twitter, and make sure you check out my blog, sextingandthecity.com.
Cool. And you guys can find me all over social media at Christine Bean with 3 E's.
And you guys can find me everywhere at Sterling Cates. I couldn't think of that for a second. And we will see you guys soon.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Because, I drop things at Dom.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.